After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. This is a prepaid call from...
Hi, honey, I love you.
An inmate at the correction... Your call has been accepted.
Hi, honey.
Hello. Sorry, I don't have any money.
It's okay. I can't see you today and tomorrow, so I just told them I'm just going to see you tomorrow at 3.
Okay, I already signed up for 1 and we're here, so...
I mean, I can tell them I want to see you now, but it's just going to be you and Mom for the hour,
no.
Then.
No, we'll do it tomorrow.
I just wanted to do what's best. I didn't know.
I know.
Just wanted to have my time with you and Mom today.
I know.
Anyway.
Alright.
You have a little money.
We'll be up here tomorrow for an hour.
If you have a little money, you can put it on my account and I'll buy a couple more phone cards.
Yeah, how much you want? I'm going to have to come back and do it, though. I got to get cash.
Even $20 would be good. I can get 2 phone cards, I guess.
Okay. Is your account out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got 11 minutes when I called you on this.
Okay. I'll go cut this off. I'll be here tomorrow. I love you too.
I miss you.
I miss you too. They're not very friendly.
Yeah. It's going to be that way for the longest time I'm in this thing.
All right, we're going to go get our Christmas tree and stuff. Oh, I wanted to tell you, too. I was going to tell you this today. Tomorrow, Jack gets the Moral Focus Award at school. Oh, Monday, I mean.
Ooh,
for self-control.
That's good.
For self-control. I'm like, do we have the right kid here?
That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. I love those kids. Good morning, back.
Hello.
Might as well just talk those cards out, right?
What cards?
I've only got 11 minutes on here, so might as well just keep talking, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll go talk to the last time I'm talking. Our name's on 9 o'clock. I had Ryan come up early to sign us in.
Yeah.
But there was a line. So
yeah.
We were the last available at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll bring back some money before we leave town.
Cool.
I'm going to make some crafts tonight, gifts for people, so thought
cool.
I'd pick up some stuff while we're here.
Yeah. Talked to anybody last night?
Told people to come tomorrow, but told Hannah.
Yeah.
I just figure I'll be on the phone the whole time. I can just say whatever and they can leave.
Mm-hmm.
I know Teresa and Wayne and Jesse are coming. Ryan. Of course, your mom and everybody, but... Jimmy's mom's not doing good.
No, that's not good. Tell him I'm thinking of him.
Oh, he said that his... They put in the mechanical heart, and I guess it's not pumping enough or something.
Where are you at now?
Sitting in the parking lot.
Might as well just drive out and just put
we
whatever
are.
You
we
want.
Just, your mom wanted to cross us off.
Okay, just put whatever you want on there.
We'll just be up here tomorrow at 3.
Yeah.
Is it going to be in that same room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just me, though.
Yep.
Come on, I said I love her. I talked to Kelly last night.
Okay. What?
I talked to Kelly last night.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Good. She said that she'll talk to you. I sent a folder home, and it's got some information from Tom, and then there's some stuff about... Did you read everything in there? The letters?
I read everything, but I saw some, yeah.
Okay, there was something in there about mom stuff, and there was something in there about...
Oh, I gave that to your mom.
Yeah.
I gave that to...
But there's something in there from the attorney about on the left-hand side. And it was just a thought. I don't know, you might have to rewrite it or just kind of talk to her about that and see what she thought, but...
Okay.
You might not need anyone to appeal it or do anything but, or whatever, but it's just a thought.
Okay.
But she said if they want to fight, then they're going to fight. She said, I'll be there, and I'll be doing it, helping all the attorneys. But I just want this stuff to be over and not have to come back and forth. And
I know.
It's tough.
It is tough.
I wish Jamie could come.
I know. She does too.
I mean, is she on bond still?
Yeah. We just hold her until you both finish your sentence.
Until I both finish my sentence?
Yeah, whatever your sentence is, and that's how long the bond is. Your stipulations are.
How long is hers?
So she finishes her probation.
How long is that?
February or something. February.
I don't even know anything about that. I don't know how they can even try to do something about it. I wasn't involved in know anything about it. All I know is she wrecked the truck.
Stephanie Fectus told me she heard that Kent County is not pursuing it. But until it's formally dismissed from Kent County prosecutor, then it's still there.
She didn't hear anything about the other?
Uh-uh. Just that one she told me.
She's a pretty nice woman.
You should have been in there with all three of them yesterday. I was sitting in between all of them, and they're arguing, and I was like,
oh. Tom? Tom was?
Tom, Stephanie, and Carrie.
Why were they arguing?
Stephanie was, like, yelling at Tom.
Why?
Because he wasn't listening at all. He says, I don't believe you. And she's like, what do you mean? Listen. And then he wanted to take the papers to have you sign that she made up. And she's like, either you take them and have him sign them. He's like, well, what is this? She goes, well, are you representing him anymore? And he says, no. She goes, then just have him sign them.
So I don't get what you mean.
What? It was papers for you to, saying that she wasn't your attorney, she was my attorney.
Right.
That's all it was. And he just was going through them and reading them and making a big deal about it.
Why?
I don't know. She was, like, yelling at him. And
What did she say about the other thing I had to sign? Was he not want me to do that?
He wondered why, and she was trying to explain it because there's a way to get around
right.
This whole other stuff.
Right, because there'll be a court order in process. And
right. That'll be that court order will be in place. So she was trying to explain it, and he just was like talking to a brick wall. It was, seriously.
It was the same with me yesterday. He wouldn't listen to anything I had to say.
He wasn't listening at all. Her and Carrie both were like,
this call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
He says, I don't believe anything you're saying.
Why?
He's like, well, you're not a family court attorney. And we know this judge. We're from this county. And I just was like, holy cow.
He's so mad that he's still my attorney. I mean, he was so mad.
I bet. Well, you know, Carrie had told me a while ago, she goes, if that's what it's about, is you owe him money, the judge is not going to let him off the case. She said that. She goes, that's not a reason. It's been this long, he's not going to allow it. He goes, he believes that if you're retained for this case, you go through the whole case. That's what the judge believes.
I don't know, honey. I mean, I'm just so emotionally drained. I really want...
This call will be terminated in 1 minute.
I really want your attorney to speak with Kelly just to get in tune with everything. She just really wants to know what's going on. So if you wouldn't mind signing a waiver or at least calling Stephanie and saying, what's, you know what I mean? Because she really wants to know what's going on and she wants to help in every way she can. She said in the beginning, Stephanie said she would talk to her. But... And I want you to talk to Kelly, too, just to hear what she has to say about everything, but everything I put in a folder. And but I love you so much, okay?
I love you, too. I'll be up here tomorrow.
I hope that we just keep growing and growing closer and closer, even though we're not with each other.
It'll work out.
I know it sounds hard, but I just want this relationship to keep growing. I don't want it to fall apart.
I know.
You know? I think it can, you know?
Yep.
Don't you?
Yes.
This call was terminated.